It's hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
The Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League, your number one source for all the league's top headlines. Here's your host, Justin Kinner.
Welcome in, everybody. Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. Justin Kinner with you here. Appreciate you joining us again for our second interview here this afternoon. Earlier today, we were able to catch up with Robert Morris, head men's basketball coach Andy Toole, and we were able to catch up with him and talk about the process of transitioning into the Horizon League. And of course, with everything going on in the world right now, we won't focus on the negative going on. It's all about the positive. And right now, the Horizon League, a lot of positive things to discuss as far as the league is concerned, not just with basketball, but all sports, and what this means for the conference as a whole, as far as the conference getting deeper with two additions of two new programs. Of course, Robert Morris, as we discussed earlier this afternoon, and now Purdue Fort Wayne, the Mastodons. And we're excited to bring on their head men's basketball coach, John Kaufman. Coach, welcome in, sir. How are you?
Justin, thanks for having me. Really excited about joining the Horizon League and excited to talk the positives for us. It's just going to be an awesome experience for the travel in particular. I mean, I've spent the last 9 years in the Summit League with very challenging travel, and just love the fact that we're right in the middle of this league and obviously the brand that it brings, particularly in Indiana, where, you know, Valpo and Butler cut their teeth in this league and have built a brand of the Horizon League. And we really raise our level and our promise in our state by joining the Horizon League.
Yeah, when you talk about joining the conference, I'm sure before there's so much research and so much talk that goes in to the process of joining a new conference. What are some of the immediate pros when you have a pros and cons list? And who cares about the cons? But the pros list. What are some of the list of the pros that were on that list of why this is such a great jump? And just from a basketball standpoint, what does this mean for your program?
Well, in terms of the student athletes, it's less travel time. And so, Sundays in past years, we were, and in the Summit League, it was an odd numbered team. So we'd be taking a single day to, a single game to Denver or a single game to Oral Roberts. And then you're spending your Sunday afternoons in O'Hare Airport or in Dallas, getting home and, starting at 6 a.m. and then getting home at like 9 p.m. on a Sunday, your supposed day off. And now that's going to allow for less, missed class time, easier travel, easier on our legs. I mean, we love to play fast. We love to shoot the three. And so those are two things that over the course of a season where travel and you get worn out and tired, that affects you basketball wise. It affects you academically. And so those are just huge, growth areas for us. And then, in terms of the brand of the Horizon League, the Midwest of the states that the Horizon League run, it's phenomenal. And in Indiana, Horizon League has a tremendous name recognition. And so that's going to really help us, recruiting wise, building rivalries, as well as our fan base is excited about it. But, we have some old rivalries, IUPUI and Oakland. They were both in the Summit League when we were playing there. We had great rivalries. They had buses of fans coming to our games, and we did as well, going both directions. Also the new rivalries. I mean, when you look at, Wright State's right around the corner, and really there's nobody that you can't somehow figure out a new rivalry with, because we're a city of 400,000. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of alums from every school in our league, coming here. And now, the excitement of that and good regional basketball. And then finally, for our university, and this is the biggest selling point for our university in our city, is it's not just athletically, but we have a consortium, MSEP, which represents, I think there's 8 or 9 different states that we offer in-state tuition or the likeness of that to come to Purdue Fort Wayne. Well, it's the exact same footprint as the Horizon League. So now as the front door, you know, in the marketing arm of your university. We really are. So when we're going up to, you know, Milwaukee and Green Bay, you know, and we're in the newspaper, we're on TV, our people fans are coming, and we represent our university well. They're seeing our logos in the hotels, in the restaurants. You know, that's marketing for, you know, a great university. I mean, we were ranked the number five best public university in the country last year with the Purdue brand. So it's really going to help us in terms of attracting, you know, really good students to our university.
It's a huge step, again, not just for the men and women's basketball programs, but for the conference, or for the, you know, your programs as a whole, to obviously join the Horizon League. But you've been around this program for such a long time, and you've been a part of a lot of the progression of the program. I mean, heck, what, were you there when it was IPFW, correct? I mean, that was a recent change, changing to Purdue Fort Wayne, correct?
So, you know, and I've used that in a few donor talks as I've, yeah, you know, kind of self-promoted is, you know, and I've been, this will be my seventh year, but I had, you know, in my first 4 years, I had three different brands, you know, where we went from IPFW to where we utilized the Fort Wayne and really emphasized the Fort Wayne with our logo and rebranded. And then now with the Purdue Fort Wayne. And so I've been here 9 years. You know, I was an assistant for 3 years here and played in the, you know, a championship game in the Summit League with that, won 25 games, had our first postseason. And now, you know, we've really, you know, developed a great consistency of, you know, being in the top 3 to 4 in our old league. And we hope to carry that over. You know, we've won a regular season championship. You know, we've been ranked in the mid-major top 25 consistently. We beat Indiana in back-to-back years. Had 18 guys sign pro contracts since I've been here. And had our first NBA, you know, player with John Conchar, who before they shut down the NBA was playing 20 minutes a game for the Memphis Grizzlies. And so, you know, just excited about the growth we've had, the consistency. And, you know, I'm looking forward to these new rivalries. And I think we're going to bring an exciting style of basketball that, you know, opposing schools are going to enjoy watching us come in and get up and down the floor. And you know, we played a great brand of offensive basketball. This last year, we were forced to play a little bit more defensive minded. And I don't say we don't defend, but we've been more of the getting your way on the defensive end and, you know, score in the high 80s. You know, 3 years ago, we were number four in the country in scoring. So, you know, I really like where we are with our progression, our team, but man, it's going to be exciting. And, you know, the fact that we're now going to be on ESPN on every one of our games with the plus or the three is exciting. You know, these podcasts you're doing, and now we're marketing to our region versus, you know, where we were a little bit more out west in the past. I'm really excited.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that those Indiana games. I mean, look, I'm from up in that area. I lived in Van Wert, Ohio. We were talking before the interview started. I'm familiar with your program very much, and just living in Dayton and turning on the TV and seeing that, hey, Purdue Fort Wayne knocked off Indiana not once but twice, including, which is always special as a mid-major program when you get one of the big dogs to come to your place, when you get to welcome them in your front door. And then you beat them, of course, and you don't help. You don't help the situation when you beat those big boys, because then they don't want to come back. So, but those were two storied wins that were huge for your program and obviously just part of the building blocks, as you were mentioning.
No, and the fact that one of them was a home game where, you know, we sold out 12,000 seats in 45 minutes. And that really was, you know, crucial to us, you know, building the brand of our university and our program inside of our community. And then, you know, kind of nationally as well. I mean, Indiana was ranked number three in the country that year, and our win was sandwiched by them beating Kansas and North Carolina. So that was a very good Indiana team. And then we followed it up the next year. We were supposed to have a gap year in our contracts, which I had scheduled, you know, knowing that, hey, I'm not sure I want to get, you know, beat by 75 2 years in a row by Indiana. And then now I'm really nervous. You know, we beat them last year, and, you know, and got a lot of notoriety from it. We're going back there, and new head coach with Archie Miller, and we took them we were up against Archie's team at Dayton, an Elite Eight team. We were up 5 with 30 seconds left, and we didn't lose the game. They stole it from us down the stretch, like everything that could go right for them did, and they made some plays. But I, you know, I assumed, all right, these guys, they're going to be up for the task, and I'm again worried we're going to get beat by 75 in Bloomington, which is a hard place to play. And, you know, we win by 20 and hit 17 threes and play our exciting style of basketball, and you know, so Those are two kind of feathers in the cap and exciting about it. And we haven't played those guys since, but, we like to challenge ourselves with basketball. I mean, we played all the blue bloods. We played Kentucky, made them go zone for 30 minutes. We went to UCLA and opened the season 2 years ago. And, I love the mission of our commissioner, for the Horizon League and, his vision for, moving, the Horizon League up the rankings of the leagues and how we're going to do it with scheduling. I'm excited about that. And we've been meeting once a week with our league coaches, and that's awesome. And I'm invested in rolling up my sleeves and looking at things in a unique way, a new way, and, trying to, get a league to where we get two bids. That'll be awesome. I'm all in for that. Cause playing in the postseason is what we're all about.
You talked about your style, your playing style earlier. You're one of the top 3-point shooting programs in the country on a regular basis. You talk about the style of play, up and down, you score a lot of points. Green Bay, similar style. They just got a new head coach as well, and I'm excited for that program too. Wright State, one of the top scoring teams in the country. This is a program that has a lot of up-tempo Oakland. Yeah, you talked about Coach Campy a little bit ago. These are programs that like to score a lot of points, get out. The brand and the type of basketball played in the conference is a very entertaining one for fans across, any basketball fan out there.
Well, we're hoping, and we're hoping maybe we can get some smiles in our fan base after the game as well. So we're not just trying to score, but win a few of them too. I'm going to go ahead and put this disclaimer out because I'm assuming we're going to have a few podcasts during my tenure here, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
We'll put the disclaimer out in our pre-show. I won't say the trouble you got in, but my mother-in-law was your middle school principal.
So yes.
If it ever goes south in one of these podcasts, all right, I'm going to use that as the excuse, and I'm going to throw you under the bus. So I expect you really promoting the Mastodons during my time there.
Yes, she played a huge role in making sure I didn't turn out to be the kid that I started out being early on in my middle school days. So,
you're brown nosing. I can't benefit you at all.
all right. So, the transitioning into the Horizon League, that's obviously exciting. You've touched on some of the teams, but when it comes time to get to conference play, obviously, it's going to be fun at the end of the season. Indiana Farmers Coliseum, you wrap up the Horizon League tournament there. Of course, the league just wrapped up their first year at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. How cool is that, again, to have that type of atmosphere to play in the state as well, which is going to be pretty cool.
Well, it's awesome for us because, Indianapolis is 2 hours away and in Indiana. And so our fan base, being able to travel, in the past we were in Sioux Falls and great tournament, but it was, we were going to have family and friends up there and, we made it to the championship game and had 50 people at the game. Whereas, that's going to change with us, playing in Indianapolis and, that's going to be really exciting. And, I got my fingers crossed that, maybe even down the road, we'll have it at Memorial Coliseum. Just being in the center of the league, really helps out in so many ways for our fans. There's not a single game that our fan base, can't get in their car and travel to. And so that's going to be cool. And that's going to really spark the rivalries. And, when I think we get back to a little bit more normal, those fan buses of going on the road with us will be really cool.
All right. Well, John Kaufman, head coach of Purdue Fort Wayne, one of the newest members to join the Horizon League, joins Robert Morris jumping on board this offseason. It's going to be exciting. And I was glad to catch up with you and Coach Toole here today. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck. And with everything going on, it's good to just talk basketball and just talk about future exciting things with everything going on right now.
No, no doubt. No doubt. There's a lot of excitement to, in the future for all of us. So thanks for having me. And I'm excited about coaching. It's a great league of coaches. It's going to be tremendous challenges, and there's some really good personalities there too. Campy's going to really put me to a test. I thought I was funny at times, but he's got me. I saw him coaching in the Christmas sweater. I'm not sure I could pull that off.
Well, I'll tell you, my first experience with Coach Campy is one of my first years covering the league when they had a media day. And he comes in and he stops and he tells everyone to stop talking. And he called a reporter up and said, "You come here." Paul Oren was his name, covers Valpo. And he said, and he made him pull on his hair. I guess there was question about whether he wore a toupee or not. And he wanted the entire media room to know that he does not, in fact, wear a toupee. So he proved that for everybody. That was my first Greg Campy experience.
Well, so. I will challenge the media as well. At home 2 years ago, we had one of the TV stations, and he's a great guy. I won't call him out, but he's a Ball State alum. And I put our camp rule: if you wear one of our competition, you know, somebody else in Division I basketball, you know, you wear their logo to our camp, you're going to do push-ups. So in front of the cameras, I made him drop down, and he had to give me 20 push-ups and pay rent for wearing the Ball State shirt into our press conference. So maybe I can rival Campy a little bit there, but I'm not sure I'd go for the toupee, though.
No, absolutely not. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Take care.
All right, John Kaufman again, head coach for Purdue Fort Wayne. Good to join us real quick. Another shout out to our sponsor. Today's interview with Coach Kaufman was brought to you by health and wellness company Zervita, changing lives for the better through nutritional and performance-based products and opportunities. We thank you for tuning in. Make sure you continue to like and subscribe and download the Reach the Horizon podcast. Each and every Wednesday, we release a new episode. Give us a nice little positive rating, and if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all, as far as that's concerned. Thank you so much. We'll do this again next week.